Mexican artist Frida Kahlo has become an icon to today's icons. Madonna collects her work, and for 8 years, actress Salma Hayek has wanted to bring the pain, passion, and brilliant colors of Kahlo's life to the screen. Her determination has paid off. She's the producer and star of Frida, which opens in theaters around the country this weekend. To direct her film, Hayek chose a woman whose vision she considered a perfect match for Frida Kahlo, Julie Taymor. Taymor won 2 Tonys as the costume designer and director of the musical The Lion King. As a MacArthur Fellow, she's an acknowledged genius at mask making, puppetry, and movement theater, skills she mastered in Indonesia. Like Frida Kahlo, who was married to muralist Diego Rivera, Taymor shares a life with an artist partner, composer Elliot Goldenthal. Also like Kahlo, Taymor lived through a tragic bus accident. But Taymor says these parallels were not what drew her to the subject.
I was very attracted to the screenplay that I received, which was such a human story. And I felt, as an artist, it was a tremendous challenge for me to attack or try to reveal a certain realism of the period in Mexico in the 20s, 30s, and 40s. And as much as we can say the truth of this woman and her incredible relationship with Diego Rivera, but because it was a biography, which is something I've never even wanted to tackle, honestly, I also felt that it was imperative that I find a way into the imagination of Frida Kahlo. The original script that I read did not have the paintings coming alive, nor did it really approach what it was for Frida to paint the subject that she painted, which of course is her autobiography. So I came up with this idea of three-dimensionalizing the paintings through animation, hand-painted, computer-generated imagery, collage, photographic collage, puppet animation, which I think is hopefully in the style of Frida Kahlo.
The scene in Frida where the bus accident is responsible for much of the physical pain that she had for the rest of her life. She is impaled by a railing, and you were given the task of visualizing it for an audience. And it's very stylized, and it's not crucified, but it feels like a crucifixion image.
What I tried to do in that image, and I think it's the seminal image of the movie, for me it's the birth of an artist, it's the birth of Frida. Frida was Catholic, but she was a communist. She wasn't truly religious like her mother or many other Mexicans, but she loved religious art. So what I did with that image, what I think Frida does in her art, which is at once repel you and seduce you with its grotesque beauty. It's a duality again. It's everything in her art. It's got something where you can't look at it, but you can't turn away either. And I created a womb with wood, a wound womb, and she's there in it. And in slow motion, the glass, the blue feathers of the bird, and the gold dust that the house painter had fall slowly upon her, and she's speared through there. But you can look at it. And I say the birth of an artist because Frida did paint herself as a doe stabbed, almost a San Sebastian figure, but she had her head on top of a doe's body with all of these arrows. She always had, in my opinion, a little bit of sardonic humor whenever she'd paint herself in these religious guises. Mm-hmm. I don't think that she was nearly as self-pitying when she was doing that as people would like to suppose.
Given that Frida Kahlo was a student of surrealism, also then given your background with puppetry and the magic of The Lion King being your most famous piece of work, did you have permission then to approach it in a way that perhaps a biography would not be approached?
I think I had tremendous permission. I had permission from Mexican culture. And this film was shot entirely in Mexico. 95% of my crew was Mexican, including my major other visualist. And we felt very strongly that we needed to get to the essence of Mexican culture in color. The color is honest. It's true. The blue house is that blue, Casa Azul. Something absolutely non-North American. We are so used to gray, black, bleak. We're also used to in our films, which I think is very different with Frida, a certain cynical attitude. Now, people think when you're doing Frida Kahlo, it's going to be about a victim, an abused woman whose husband was a monster, who lived a tortured life through one corset after another. But if you really look at her paintings, this woman may have painted a thorn or necklace around her neck and had tears out of her eyes, but she also had gorgeous flowers in her hair and beautiful earrings dangling and a sexy monkey over her shoulder and extraordinary foliage behind her. Frida was a combination of incredible extremes. What Salma Hayek and I really wanted to do was to show her transforming, transcendent nature. We don't believe she was a victim. We don't believe Diego was such a monster that we would never understand why any woman, let alone Frida, would be attracted to him.
What is this? Your studio? If you think I'm going to sleep with you just because you've taken me under your wing, you're wrong.
Me? I was painting murals and womanizing in peace when you came along. I have a proposal. We will not sleep together. We will solemnly swear, right here, right now, that we will be friends only.
Fine.
This is a love story, and there's just no doubt about it that you have posited it as a love story. What are we learning new, do you think, about that relationship? Because it's been interpreted so many different ways.
Well, I think that what is so profound in their relationship is that it's not about, or different from other movies about romances, this is not about falling in love. This is about staying in love.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think there's anyone out there who hasn't, after a number of years in love with someone, husband, wife, girlfriend, boyfriend, hasn't had to question that moment where there might be a straying or there might be a lapse in the passion or there might be so much argument that you're not sure you can hang on anymore. And certainly in this city, you've seen enough of a president who went through such garbage about infidelity and fidelity and such speculation about a woman who stayed with him, and we question why, but really, didn't that woman know who she married? I'm sure she did.
There's a dialogue that the two have
about
fidelity
and
loyalty. What's the difference?
All right, for me, there's a huge difference. This is what is posited to Frida. Diego asks her to marry him.
We'll have to get married, you know.
What?
The thing is, I think it's quite possible that we were born for each other.
But you don't believe in marriage.
Of course I do. I've had two wives already.
Exactly. You can't be true to only one woman.
True, yes. Faithful. No. Is fidelity that important to you?
Loyalty is important to me. Can you be loyal?
To you? Always.
I think that's the crux of this movie. The difference between fidelity and loyalty is one is can be seen as physical nature, as sexuality. The other is about love. The other is about I will love you. I will try and never hurt you. And what Diego did was he hurt her when he transgressed and went with her sister. And I think Frida, you know, she may not have liked that she married a man who couldn't be faithful, but she knew who she was marrying. That was very clear. She knew it, she saw it, and she slept with his lovers. Sometimes she'd get to him by taking his lovers.
Was there an added dimension, you think, because there was a woman director on this project?
I think yes, and I think this is the first project in 30 years of directing that I can answer that as yes, it was important. Because the intimacy that I had with Salma, talking about these issues that are very, they're both for male and female, but as a woman, infertility or miscarriages or infidelity, even with the nudity, there's a lot of nudity in this. You had to be very careful. There's nudity that isn't about sexuality in this movie. It's disturbing almost when that cast comes
yes.
off of her and you see how vulnerable she, her chest is. I also, and this is such a hideous generalization, but you know, since we're on generalizations, woman, I think that it would be hard for a man not to make Diego into a monster because they'd be afraid of being attacked. To have Frida be as vulnerable and as which she was. She was completely obsessed with this man. And I think a male voice might want to show her a little bit more as a victim than necessary. He'd probably not like the feminine parts of Frida as much. He'd want the what we call the feminist, the 80s, 1980s version, which is, I'm alone, I can do it on my own, I'm a victim, but I'm strong and I can stand it, as opposed to what she writes in her letter, you do love me a little, don't you, Diego? Mm-hmm. And I love all of that, because what I think is so true about Frida is that she is able to be a distinct, unique individual with a strong voice without sacrificing her femininity.
Julie Taymor, she is the director of the new film, Frida. Thank you so much for coming in.
Oh, it was a pleasure.